Tower, HKX, mobile.
Morning.
Yes, I think that was you.
Those roads, the signal's not... Yeah, you get away.
I didn't get much of that one.
KX, KB2HXS.
KX, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I was in a... I'm in a tough area down here on Rutherford Road. I'm heading back into the Greer area, so I'll get a little better in a minute.
Cool weather. Must be getting a repeater on my end, because I couldn't even get into the net last night.
Don't know. I don't think cold weather has anything to do with it. Once the D stops dropping, or starts dropping, you should be getting into the machine better. Don't know. Maybe the rain did something to the antennas. Who knows?
I couldn't even get in last night. Couldn't even tell it was Matt calling the net.
Don't know. Yeah, it definitely... Definitely not sounding too good this morning. A little, very crackly.
So what are you up to? You out working this morning?
Yes, sir. Just picked up some parts. I'm heading back to Greer to go put them in.
Working on heat this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Air conditioning is just a flip of a window.
Amazing how fast that flip comes to, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. You want some air conditioning? Open the window. Yeah, I tell you what, when we get that wood-burning stove in last year, I tell you what, that definitely keeps our house from running the heat pump too much, especially during the day. You know, we get the stove going, and I'm prepping the attic to put that extra return in there by the great room where the stove is to pull the warm air around the house.
To me, there's no better heat than wood heat. It's a lot of work and it's dirty.
Really, I mean, we did pretty good. Now, the unfortunate thing is, last year, of course, you know, we got plenty of wood from the storm. So we're pretty well loaded up with wood this year. You know, we've got a bunch of poplar, oak, cherry. More poplar than anything else. Now, poplar we can burn in the stove because it's not as sappy as pine. You can't burn pine in this thing, but poplar burns pretty nice. Not quite as hot. And as the days get colder, we'll switch off to oak or cherry or something.
More dense and get more heat out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but poplar lights up pretty nice. You know, it's a nice little fire. You know, keeps the house... Like I say, it keeps it from having to run the heat pump too much.
I grew up with wood heat. Still have wood heat in the house if I need it. So I just don't use it where I've got gas. I just use it.
Oh, you got a fireplace in your house?
Stove. I don't have a fireplace.
Oh, wood stove. I didn't know that. Where was that? Was it always there, or did you have it put in recently?
It's there, but me and my stepdad put it in, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, okay, so it's been there since I've been there, okay. Yeah, we had ours put in back in January of this year, late January. I tell you what, man, with them real cold, cold days, it helped.
It does. And I may have had the stove out when you were up here servicing it. So that may have been why you didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, wood stoves, man. Tell you what, the cast iron stoves, those are the best. Just got to keep a pot of water on the top to keep the house, you know, moist anyway, or, you know, some things from drying out too much.
That's for sure. But, Dave, I'm going to jump out here for just a minute. I got to run in the house. I forgot something. I'll be right back. KO4HKX.
Yeah, I'll be here for a few more minutes. I'm just driving back to Greer, or however you want to pronounce it, KP2HXS Mobile.